Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Ratty Tai?
Jamba.
Misuri Sana?
I think they're speaking Swahili.
What a hero.
Oh, really? And who are you, Emperor Ming?
How do I look?
Judging by those pants?
I love that tie.
And here's a picture of me riding an elephant in Kabul. Oh, the guide, Abaza, he took me to a village where we distributed Bibles. I also had the opportunity to meet with the Prime Minister of Russia to discuss building a radio tower so many of the towns would be able to receive Christian radio programs in their own language. And this is at a tribal ceremony in Zimbabwe.
Now, is that you in the skirt or the headdress, Jason?
The skirt.
Huh.
More commonly known as a... Moving on. I have to say that my missions trips have been exciting experiences, but also really very humbling. Christ commands us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So that's why I wanted to come today and share with you all about what my experience is.
Hey, Jason, that was great.
Oh, thanks, Alex. Hi, Nathaniel. Sarah.
Hi. Hi, Jason.
What was it like walking through the jungles? I can't imagine having a lion jump out at me.
Well, it was scary.
Weren't you ever worried that cannibals would come after you?
No, not really. I mean, there aren't many actual cannibals, at least not where I was.
Have you ever ridden on a camel?
A camel? Well, yeah. In fact, once...
Wow! You have the coolest job ever.
I don't know about cool, but God let me do some interesting things, for sure. Oh, hey, excuse me, guys. I think my dad needs some help putting away the chairs.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Look at that. And he even knows how to put away chairs.
What a hero.
Yeah, riding elephants, parasailing, near-death experiences. It's better than a computer game. This is what I want to do.
I thought you were going to be a computer consultant.
Yeah, but what kind of stories do you have at that job? Here's a slide of me working at my desk, and here's one of me at the water cooler. The only near-death experience I'd have would be a severe case of carpal tunnels. I'm telling you, being a missionary would be the absolutely best job.
I don't know. What do you think, Sarah?
Huh? Oh, I think Jason looked really cute in those slides.
What do you think about being a missionary?
Oh, there's no way. I can't imagine being that far from a mall.
Well, that's what I'm going to be.
Judging by those pants, I'd say you already are.
Very funny. I mean, I'm going to be a missionary.
Really? When do you leave?
I don't know. After I grow up, I guess. I probably have to wait until I finish school.
No, you don't. You can go now. I saw it in an ad in the paper this morning.
What are you talking about?
There was an ad for some kind of missions trip with an organization called... I think it was called Around the World Missions or something like that. My parents were talking about it. Anyway, they were advertising for missions trips next summer, and their whole deal is that it doesn't matter how old you are. All ages are welcome.
Really? Do you still have it?
I think so. I'll call you when I get home and give you the number.
Great, thanks.
Sure, I'll see you later.
Wow, I really could end up riding elephants on the Great Wall of China.
God works in mysterious ways. What's up?
Blessed one, thou art speaketh with a real live missionary. F.
You?
Yep. I called the number Sarah gave me and it was too easy. I'm signed up to go next summer.
Where to?
The Nairobi Children's Home.
Nairobi, isn't that in Africa?
Kenya, to be exact. We just studied it in my world geography class. Talk about God working in mysterious ways. There I was in school, thinking I was merely learning information for a test, and all the while God was preparing me for a lifetime of sacrificial service in a foreign land.
A lifetime?
Well, it's going to start out with 2 weeks at the children's home. And from there, who knows? But first I need your help.
For what?
Well, there's a whole lot to learn. The language, the culture, how to ride an elephant. And I've got to raise some money, too.
I can help you with that.
Thanks. Around the World Missions is sending me more information in the mail. But I want to get started now. Summer will be here before you know it.
The library at Wits End will probably have some books that'll help.
And I need to put some stuff on my website to let everyone know what I'm doing so they'll think about donating. Maybe Wood will let me scan in some of his pictures from his books about Africa.
Pictures from books? That's no good. You need to create your own, with you in them. That way people will be able to imagine you being a missionary. It's a basic rule of fundraising. Why else do you think Jason does those slideshows?
But how am I going to create pictures of me in Africa when I haven't been there yet? Oh, I can do it on my computer. You know, here's me with a Maasai warrior.
Forget your computer. People will know they're fake. We've got to do it for real.
For real? But where am I going to find a Maasai warrior in Odyssey?
No, I won't dress up in beads and paint my face.
But Alex needs pictures of him with a Maasai warrior for his website, and we don't know any.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm Dutch. Have you tried the Yellow Pages?
I thought you wanted to help me be a missionary.
Not by dressing up in goofy clothes.
Come on, Sarah, it's just one picture. It's no big deal.
Well, if it's no big deal, then why don't you dress up and I'll take the picture?
Are you kidding? I don't want to look like an idiot.
Hey, what's going on here?
We're talking about how to get people interested in my mission trip.
Oh, yes, Alex. I was pleased to hear you're doing that.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Jason.
Jamba.
Missouri sana.
Your what did what?
I think they're speaking Swahili.
Yeah. Alex said hi and asked how I was doing, and I said fine. Hey, Alex, that's great. So how much do you know?
Just a few words and phrases. I've been listening to tapes all night. Hey, ugly.
You better not be talking to me.
I was looking at the menu board. So you're serving ugly, Mr. Whittaker? I was just reading about it.
Well, I'm offering some international dishes in honor of Jason's return.
It's actually pronounced ugali.
What is it?
Ugali. It's a popular African dish. It's sort of like, really soggy oatmeal.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll try the really soggy oatmeal.
Okay, coming right up. How about the rest of you? Would you like to try some international cuisine?
I just don't want anything that resembles chocolate-covered ants or monkey brains.
Well, how about some Egyptian molokia or a Brazilian custard?
I'm thinking more along the lines of some American ice cream with some American hot fudge. Elephant.
Timbo.
Yep. Underwear.
Chura?
Chupai. Chura means frog. Big difference. You knew that yesterday. Why are you so distracted today?
Well, I keep on thinking how to raise money.
I told you I'd help you with that. Now, how much do you need?
Well, the cost once I get there is only $100. But it's the getting there that's the problem. The airfare and all that. Thought since I was in Africa, I could just pay the pilots in beads or something, but...
You're muttering, Alex. How much?
Tickets to Nairobi are $2,338.
No way! How are you going to raise that kind of money?
Well, you're the financial whiz kid. You tell me.
I have to think about it. Did you have any ideas?
Thought I would write some letters to family and friends. Maybe even some enemies, since I'm so desperate.
You're muttering again. Look, don't worry about it. With me as your financial advisor, there won't be a problem. First of all, we need to work on your website. Set up more details about the trip and information on how to send money.
Okay, then what?
You should go door-to-door around the neighborhood. A personal touch always helps.
Really?
Yeah. It's easier for someone to say no to a website than an adorable pleading face like yours. Basic business concept.
I don't know. I get all tongue-tied when I'm talking to people about stuff like that. And I don't think I can do it.
Of course you can. It'll be a piece of cake. I'll even be your spokesperson. Two adorable pleading faces will work even better than one. Thank you, Mrs. Grady. What a generous gift. I don't know how Alex could have considered a life as a missionary without your support.
So, how much did she give you?
$1. I just don't know what's happened to everyone's spirit of outreach.
Maybe you're playing it up a little too much. That whole spiel about drought, famine, and bowls of rice. I mean, I don't even know I'm going to those areas.
But it's what everyone expects you to encounter in Africa.
It's deceptive. I think we need to be straightforward about the children's home and all that.
Good idea. Orphan children are a great angle. Compassion.
You quit talking about angles?
All right, but we've got to do something. We have all of $5 here, and at that rate, it'll be... let's see. Well, a lot more houses before we get your airfare. After this next house, let's say we go to a richer neighborhood.
Hi, guys.
Jason, I didn't know you lived here.
Yeah, I'm staying with Dad.
This is Mr. Whitaker's house? I didn't know.
Can I help you with something?
Good afternoon. My name is Nathaniel Graham.
Yes, I...
And I'm trying to raise money so my friend here, Alex Jefferson,
right,
can go on a missions trip to sacrificially give
his time
and talents to poor, starving orphans in the poverty-stricken and war-terrorized city of my
Nathaniel, I know. Why don't you guys come in? It looks like you could really use something to drink.
Thanks. I'm dying of thirst.
It gives him a nice, help me kind of look, doesn't it?
Have a seat. So, how's the fundraising going?
Slow. I don't know how we're going to do it. I have to somehow raise almost $2,500. I'm not even close to that kind of money.
Can I ask how much you have so far?
About 15, including the money my grandmother sent me for my last birthday.
And how long have you been at it?
Over an hour. Jason, how do you do it? You must have to raise a lot of money to go to the places you do.
Well, yeah, although I'm also helped out by Dad's foundation.
You see? It's not what you know, it's who you know.
When it comes right down to it, all I do is try to help acquaint people with what I do. Let them know how their involvement is important.
Which is why you show the pictures and stuff, right?
Exactly. It helps people feel a part of things. They can picture that. Look, I know it's hard starting out, but I've seen your page on the internet, and it's really very good. Just give it some time.
This rate, though, I won't have enough money until I'm collecting Social Security.
Even then, you'll still be struggling without a solid stock portfolio.
Have you talked to your sponsor about it?
My sponsor?
Yeah, your sponsor at the organization you're signed up with. Do they have any ideas?
I haven't asked. Maybe I should give Mr. Ludwig a call. He was really nice on the phone.
Vince Ludwig?
I think so. Do you know him?
Well, yeah, sure. I've met him.
See? You have all the connections. Missionaries know everyone.
Yeah, and we should be making more connections, too. We need to get in as many houses as we can before dark.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you hit the $200 mark, you come back, and I'll match it.
Really? Thanks, Jason.
So let me guess. You're wearing the torn shirt and pants that are too big, so people feel bad for you and give you more money?
Kinda. I noticed you did that on Sunday, with that ratty tie and the mismatched shirt. It has a nice, needy effect to it.
Ratty tie? I love that tie.
Are you almost done in there?
Will you relax? I've never put on a grass skirt before. It keeps them getting tangled. Are you supposed to wear underwear with these things?
I don't know. Just hurry. The sun is at a perfect place to make your sandbox look just like the Sahara.
I just don't get why we're doing this. The books didn't say the Kenyans wear this stuff.
We're working on your image, making you more of an international figure. Like Jason was saying, if people can see you as the worldwide missionary that you're eventually going to be, they'll be throwing money your way.
I don't know.
Well, come out and let me see.
Okay.
How do I look? I'm not sure the Star Wars underwear is in keeping with the native style.
Oh. You want me to take it off?
No!
What are you doing up on our wall?
It's the Great Wall of China.
Oh, really? And who are you, Emperor Ming?
We just need it for some pictures. Is that okay?
I don't care. As long as you're not going to ask me to dress up again.
Of course not. But since you're here, do you mind setting off the fireworks for the background?
What?
Hold the sign still.
I don't know how you talk me into these things. No one's going to believe that City Hall is the Taj Mahal, just because you have a sign that says so. And this face paint is making my face feel all crispy. I can't even talk.
Oh, the tragedy. You're supposed to be mimes anyway. No talking.
How about we stand over there on the top step? Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Oh. Well, I guess great mimes think alike.
Oh,
Take the picture, Nathaniel.
So, what do you think of the new additions to the website?
It looks great, but isn't it a little misleading?
Misleading? What are you talking about?
You have Alex standing in front of a poster of the Eiffel Tower. And those pyramids you built in the sandbox?
Don't worry. I have a disclaimer at the bottom of the page.
What disclaimer?
It's down here. See? It says that the pictures on this website are not as real as they appear.
It's pretty small.
Not on a larger monitor.
This one's 20 inches.
I think you should make it smaller. You don't want to spoil the illusion. We want to build credibility for Alex so that people will think that he knows what he's talking about.
But he doesn't.
That's not the point. It's like Jason said, we want to get the people acquainted with what he's doing.
Or what he's supposedly going to do. You know, nobody's going to think that this picture is real. It's a stuffed elephant.
Yeah, I know. But my dog wouldn't wear the Dumbo costume.
I'm telling you, Alex, video clips for your website would be the icing on the cake. Okay, the camera is rolling. Zeusie, take one, action.
Shalom. I'm here in the depths of the African jungle with, as you can see, a wild elephant behind me.
The elephant is moving out of screen. Move to the right.
And here we are evangelizing.
I mean, move to my right.
Oh, evangelizing to the, elephant people, I guess.
It's all wrong. This isn't gonna work. You're gonna have to go over next to the elephant.
What?
Yeah, just run over there next to the elephant.
I can't do that. It's dangerous.
So is smuggling Bibles. It's just part of being a missionary.
Well, when you put it like that. But do I have to wear the sheet?
When in Lebanon, do as the Lebanonites, and don't forget to put your veil on.
But how will people see who I am in the picture, then?
Remember, cultural sensitivity is what we're all about.
Hey, what are you boys doing?
Oops.
Get out of there!
Abandon elephant! Abandon elephant!
You know, you're supposed to stay behind the fence!
Keep filming! Get the persecution on tape!
Don't you have any common sense? Don't you know that?
Still rolling!
Dangerous! Have
you see it for yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We live in an anti-missionary world, facing danger, persecution, torture, grounding.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Is Jason here?
Oh, he should be down any minute. We were going to work on the train set together, maybe change the ground setting to Mozambique or something.
Sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Could I borrow him for a minute? I had some questions to ask him. You know, missionary to missionary.
Oh, I don't mind at all. In fact, he said something about wanting to talk to you, too. Oh, here he comes. I'll see you later.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I'm glad you're here.
I have a ton of questions for you. I'm making up a packing list for Nairobi.
Yeah, about that.
Do you think I should pack bottled water?
I don't think that's going to be necessary.
That's good. It takes up a lot of space. Also, what medical precautions should I take beforehand?
There really isn't any...
None? Not even a malaria shot?
Alex, listen to me. I spoke with Mr. Ludwig earlier today.
You did?
Yeah. You see, I remembered that he concentrates on leading local in-state mission trips.
Oh, so you think he's worried about going to Africa? No problem. I should be fluent in Swahili by then.
Alex, the Nairobi Children's Center isn't in Nairobi. It's in Oswald Heights.
There's an Oswald Heights in Africa? How weird. There's an Oswald Heights in Connellsville, too.
Yeah, well, that's the Oswald Heights I'm talking about. The Children's Center was named after its founder, Walter C. Nairobi.
In Oswald Heights? You mean I'm not going to Africa?
Look, I'm sorry it's not what you expected. Mr. Ludwig thought he made that clear to you on the phone. And the ad was pretty clear about it, too.
I never actually saw the ad. Sarah gave me the number over the phone. Oh, man. Talk about disappointing. Instead of going on a daring safari across the desert, I'll be babysitting a bunch of messy toddlers.
You would have done the same at a children's home in Kenya. At least this way you won't need to worry about the plane ticket.
Yeah, if I were going.
You're not?
Are you kidding? I'm interested in big-time missions, not just local volunteer jobs.
Hey, now, whoa, wait a second. What do you think being a missionary is?
You know, what you do. Traveling to far-off places, having exciting adventures, meeting exotic people, making a big impact. It's like you said, going into all the world to preach the gospel.
Well, it was Jesus who said it first. And when he said going out into all the world, he didn't mean only the exotic and exciting places like Africa.
Of course not. There's India and China and Lebanon and Kuwait.
And Connellsville and Oswald Heights. We're supposed to be missionaries everywhere we go.
Well...
Hey, you were willing to travel and have adventures. But you're not willing to let God use you in Oswald Heights?
But it's dirty there.
Alex, you were eating bugs yesterday.
Oh, yeah. But I've heard that children's homes serve these kind of hot dogs.
Look, if you really feel the call to be a missionary, you'll learn to trust God and go wherever it is He wants you to go, no matter where it is. And then He'll take care of the rest.
So I don't have to go door to door anymore?
Nope.
Or wear these goofy clothes?
You never needed to wear goofy clothes, Alex.
Well then, why do you feel a need to wear that awful shirt?
What's wrong with my shirt?
And here I am at the Great Wall of China. That's what the kids called the wall in the kitchen where all the dishes were kept. And here are the kids and I reading Bible stories before bedtime. And this is Melissa, Damien, and Corey, and they're helping me clean the bathrooms.
Are you the one in the apron or with the bucket on your head?
The bucket, more commonly known as the mopping container. I wanted to talk tonight about going into all the world to preach the gospel. Some people mistakenly think that you have to leave the country to do that. But as you can plainly see, you can do that just about anywhere.
Sometimes we think of missionaries as only living in countries far away. But today Alex learned that he can and should be a missionary wherever he is. And we should be too. As Jason reminded us in today's story, we're supposed to reach out to others where we are now. Whether we're at school, with our friends, and even with our families, we have the opportunity to share Christ's love and grace. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Missionary Impossible was written by Kathy Waringa and directed by Paul McCusker. Our voice talents included Paul Herlinger, Townsend Coleman, Blake Ewing, Scarlett Palmers, and Travis Tedford. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.